This is Scenic Roots, live in the library. This afternoon we have a set of songs written and played by poet, painter and songwriter Emily Kate Boyd, along with Charles Jackson playing bass.
When it's raining in New Orleans, I'll be singing the song beside you, humming along, singing in New Orleans. And the weight of the world will swing, and the trouble you have
are feeling good out there in the world. We've seen these storms before. Things are better when we take care of each other. We transform together with love, love in our hearts. So this goes out to everybody who's in struggle. Thank you. Did you pass through fit of fascination, facing all the fires to burn, rocks to overturn? What degree of faith keeps you believing, dreaming? What degree of grace shook your wings awake by the time you goes out to my friends out at I Can't Breathe Cha, who kept the protest going. Love y'all. Transformation comes with no surprises. Fires and rocks. All right.
I've come to see the alchemist for a potion and a chocolate. What do you want? She says to me, I want my sisters here with me. I turn it up the dark and dry. I chase her with a sweet goodbye. Delinquent men who pace the world feel inside the warrior. Yes, I do believe in them. I feel a hero deep within. Spaceship blew your mind out. Spaceship bang your drum. Spaceship blew your mind out. Spaceship bang your drum. Taking home a hand drum and a carry on, a bag of souvenirs for sale. All the wizard's mysteries reveal. A tin man is here with me. Oh, can you hear his shallow beat?
Is to buy or download Joy Scout, which is a band that I had in Atlanta for a while, a couple years, which is a long time for a band. couple of years. It is. Might have even been 3. Felt like 10. Love Nikki and Jesse. Miss them a lot. So we want Heather Luttrell's favorite songs. Vampire Zissy.
Morning ring out, church bells and sea, throwing sticks at my heart like stones at the sea. On the day Moses comes, don't you worry about me. I'll be drinking the blood of a sailor. Now do what I have to for love to survive. Get through the night. Get through the night. I was born from a void. I was born bearing light. I can still taste your skin when your impulse is eating fruit from the hand, carry the vine. Maybe now I'm meeting my maker, and I knew what I have to for love to survive. Get through the night. Get through the night. I would love you to death, be your last sin, and then die at your neck for still taking you in. So close to you now, rush of your gin. Get through the night. Get through the night. I want love and won't settle for poison. I want love and won't settle for poison. Poison.
This is a song about Thanksgiving. Best one ever. So, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5.
Oh, your first move was so tender, like a fiddlehead fern. Laugh, you're holding a smile, all drunk on a feeling, and carelessly weaving your delicate story to mine. They say love is an art, not a right or wrong answer, and they did beside a routine. So we conjured adventures and we hung from rafters and tread lightly on each other's dreams, singing bardock spoons and night. Oh, make a joyful noise and bring the family back to life. Let's have a kitchen conversation, baby. Eat love and play nice. Oh yeah, we'll buy those spoons
destroyed piano blowing bubbles, raising hell, flowing through the ceiling, and as you join, got a feeling that sweeps you and leads you along. They say love is an art, not a right or wrong answer, and visit the side of routine, also with conjured adventures, and we hung from rafters and tread lightly on each other's dreams. I'll take it. This is called Neighbor's Front Porch. This goes out to the Delaware Avenue Social Club, now dissolved because no one lives on Delaware Avenue anymore. All right.
Boys are laughing in the night. Neighbors' front porch Christmas light. In the middle of June, maybe July. Singing good times won't let laughter die. My shadow cast me to the drought, singing dirty water from the south. Oh, I got my head a cloud in mine, singing good times won't let laughter die. Oh, I might be wrong, might be right, smoking psychedelics, letting love fly by, but the neighbor's porch was hot, breathing fire. Singing good times won't let laughter die. To forget my mind. Singing good times, singing good times, singing good times won't let laughter die.
In the past year, in addition to writing and playing, Emily K. Boyd has taken on the role of development director for Soundcore. If you're not familiar with them, since 2015, Soundcore has been helping to organise and promote the music scene in Chattanooga. The work Emily K. is doing with them was very much on her mind when we talked on the phone yesterday afternoon.
I just had that conversation today. I was on a meeting with the Chamber of Commerce, talking about how the opportunity for the economy, at least our music economy, our local music economy, to find a global audience. I mean, it's always been there, But the support services and the social services and the creative services and the nonprofit community that in some ways facilitates and educates, you know, fills in the gaping void, because we don't have arts education. We don't have degrees in a lot of the connection economy that is built around the creative mind and art and music especially. And so we have to make up for that in a lot of different ways. And I think that's what SoundCore is trying to do, is professional development. And what we're seeing is that, yeah, online is where, you know, we have to get better at that. And we have to educate ourselves and each other on how to do that better. But also, you know, it will end someday. You know, Richard, like this crazy, crazy, it will pass.
Yeah.
It will pass.
It will. Yeah.
It has changed us. It has changed us. And we don't know to what effect.
The nice thing about doing virtual shows is the intimacy.
Yeah.
You know, between the performer and the audience.
I think that experience is going to transform and change. I think what's true and what will always be true is that live is always better. You know, when we can have that sensation of being in the room with each other, it's always better. And no virtual experience can replace that with the technology we have available now. And I also think that we want to improve upon that. Because it's a part of our economic reality in the entertainment industry now that we can't walk away from. And I have artist friends in Atlanta who told me that, you know, when they were committed consistently to live streaming, the tips that they received, I mean, 20 weeks consistent performances by Gareth Asher, you know, he was able to take some time off because he did better financially live streaming all summer than he would have spending a lot of money on the road, gas, travel, tour expenses. So it really just depends, like, how you're willing to work. And being in front of a camera is a different thing.
You have a way of connecting that's almost impossible in a live situation. You know, so much closer. People could see you clearly, hear you clearly. And whatever you communicate, either verbally or, you know, with your body language, with your eyes, they get it. They get it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's really powerful communication.
It is. And to be with each other, you know, yeah. And to be with me, or to be with an artist in general, where they are in that moment. Like, it might be different the next week when they do a live stream, but where they are in that moment, you know, it's such about that live context. You remember different songs because of what's happening in the world around you that week. I mean, you just tap into different energies depending on what's going on. You know, especially for the songwriter who just, you know, has a basket full of songs they could draw upon. And so it can be a really dynamic expression.
While you were playing in the library, and whoever that was who was playing bass was really good.
Oh, that's Charles Gaston. Thank you for asking me, because I failed to mention his name during recording. Yeah, Charles has been an important part of my, like, live performance life in Chattanooga for the last many years, and has played in a variety of different projects with me. So happy to have him.
He's really good. Now you say that you guys have been playing together for a while. That's evident. He plays a counterpoint to you a lot of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets it. And, you know, the ukulele songs is, you know, I think my next album, Richard, is going to be a reggae ukulele song. Like, just a whole thing of just ukulele reggae songs. I don't know why it's happening, but it's like I pick up the ukulele every single time. It's like it's just a reggae beat. I can't help it.
I can see why it would be.
I don't know why.
It lends itself to that.
It does. It does. Like, it just feels good for me right now. And the songs I'm writing are very... They're on the upbeat side. They're just a little more hopeful. I mean, I'll be honest, there's like a lot of dark stuff happening around me, but all the songs I'm writing right now are just, yeah, looking for that silver lining of transformation.
I think in many ways this is a transformative moment. You know, it's thrown everything into relief. What's really important to you, I think, becomes pretty evident.
Yeah, I think all of my songs in some ways acknowledge that uncertainty, you know, that comes with, you know, I mean, we're never not, it's always going to be uncertain. You know, it's so funny to me when people have to talk about these are trying times. Has it ever not been trying times? Like, you know, in some ways, it's just that we have more cameras, right? So we're just seeing more of it. But I guess I'm a little more of an optimist because I see a way out, and it's a way through, I think, and it's a way that's about it's just taking advantage of the age of artists, taking advantage of the connection economy. I think, you know, that's why teaching the artists how to, you know, game the internet or, you know, make money in an audience beyond their own, you know, neighborhood bar, like teaching them how to do that in some ways empowers, you know, individuals, you know, regardless of where they live geographically. So I think there's a real benefit in that kind of professional development training. And luckily, it's, you know, the internet is not short of information, right? We can certainly Google our way to most of the knowledge that we need to do all these things. I think it has more to do with how do we encourage people to have hope in themselves and faith and belief in themselves that they can do it, that it's possible for them. Like, that's the challenge right now is, you know, self-esteem and emotional intelligence. That's what I think about a lot every day.
If you believe in what you're doing, somebody else will.
Yeah, and, you know, having a support network on those days you don't believe in yourself. Like, yeah. Because it's not like every you know, marathon is going to be downhill.
True.
It's going to take us all, and we have to do the work and show up for it and get through the grind and help each other get what we all need. And, yeah, no better time to start than a pandemic. But as an artist and musician, what I'm focused on is writing ukulele songs. I mean, apparently that's what's happening. I don't even know if it's a focus so much as the thing I do when I'm not doing everything else. I'm drawn to my ukulele every day. It goes with me everywhere. I'm obsessed with it. It's the bigger ukulele. It's like a tenor. So it's got this like deeper, warm body. And I'm exploring those new rhythms. Putting a call out to the universe for a drummer that can consistently write with me. You know, my lyrics are so much a part of my work and a driving part of my music. And so it really helps a lot to have a drummer that can tap into that.
You need a drummer like Charles, somebody who can shadow you like that. And
I love that.
Anticipate you and play a counterpoint, you know?
Yeah.
It would be really cool.
Yeah, I might recruit some people on YouTube that I found recently. I'm like, you need to live in Chattanooga.
My name is Emily Kate Boyd, and you're listening to WUTC. This is a song by Kerri Ann Hurst.
She was a long, lean Mississippi queen, longest legged dancer they ever had seen. She laid on something strong. Oh, but her heart was cold as her legs were long. She was a hot, fast Tennessee trash. All the men she loved was Jack Daniels and Johnny Cash. She could lay like a pistol with a heart-shaped mouth. And when she shakes, she would teach them what they don't know how. Tennessee said to the Mississippi Queen, this ain't no place for a Southern Belle. The Mississippi Queen, this thing is better than a falling gag. All the cash be took it, cause the keep ain't looking. We got this bad one in a bag. Oh, you can't catch them too fast. Women in an American made machine. Oh, honey, it's alright. If you wanna go, oh, baby, it's alright. If you wanna go on,
go with me. Go with me. That's a Carrie Ann Hurst song. Y'all might know her from that band Shovels and Rope. I like to sing all the songs they don't sing no more. And yes, that deserved a double negative. It was for emphasis, not ignorance. All right, cool. For something completely different. I wrote a record last year and made a record in Argentina. Funded by patrons, generous artists, generous people who contribute to art. And this is the first song on the Gradient album. This is called The Seams, and this is about that uncertain in-between space in every relationship. Life is better with you. Let me tug at the seams. Maybe meet in the dirt to swim in the stream. I've been aching to know. I've been asking to me. Is this working for you? Like it's working for me. Infinite universe won't hold me to the tracks. And the consequential evidence inferred. Collisions from the back. My God, what a view. My love, what a scene. These natural disasters come more natural to me. Is it working for you? Is it working for you? This song was once featured on the On Being podcast that actually plays on WTC with Krista Tippett. One of the cooler things that happened in my career was when I got a blog written about this song. This goes out to all those folks in a little bit of pain, need a little bit of love. This is my prayer for you. This is called Oh Sweet River. It's on my album In the Woods. I'm Emily Kate Boyd. Oh, sweet river, carry the memory of her pain to the wind-tormented sands of the sea. These days so restless,
rich and unsatisfied, like the sorrow of a king, ruled by his endless lonely nights, when every idea comes to mind, on the back porch seem to die. Oh, sweet river, stay alive. Stay alive. Oh, sweet river, will you remind me of the night I was humbled and took the shape of the mist, the well, the lake, when my tears fell upon her face. I was humbled, formless, in her grace. Teach me to trust this and keep faith as I surrender to this place. Dissolve the heart and entangled shape of my fear. I'll be grateful, I'll be kind, I'll keep good love on my mind. I'll be grateful,
this song with Jesse Tyler, and my friend Bucky Motter gave me some chord ideas for the bridge, so I thank a lot of people for this. This is Baby Bird.
I know you, so familiar, pretty fruit on your finger. Are you sung to that silver? Are you down with common law? Heart is bold when you wake, it's loud when you break it. Keep your wings in your pocket, or we're gonna make some noise and holler out if you want me, baby. Holler out, baby bird. I'll bite off a melody and then feed you the word. Thank you.
Well, that's it for me. Thank y'all. My website is emilykateboyd.com. And thank you for Richard for having me out. Thank you to WTC for taking a chance on local songwriters and local performers. I really appreciate WTC for always representing great music. Thank you.
Emily Kate Boyd, along with bassist Charles Jackson, recorded in the Chattanooga Public Library. Emily Kate Boyd was born and grew up here in Chattanooga. For a time, she lived in Atlanta, where she studied painting at the University of Georgia. She graduated with a BFA. For a couple of years after college, she left the country to live in Argentina. She settled in Buenos Aires, where she began working with a number of local musicians and helped launch the first open folk festival in Buenos Aires. Her most recent release, the Gradient album, was recorded with some of the musicians she knew and worked with in Argentina. From the album, this is called Kitchen Conversation.
Oh, your first move was so tender, like a fiddlehead fern. Laugh, yeah, holding a smile. All drunk on a feeling and carelessly weaving your delicate story to mine. They say love is an art, not a right or wrong answer, and face it beside a routine. So we conjured adventures and we hung from rafters and tread lightly on each other's dreams. Singing about us, spoons and knives. Make a joyful noise and bring the family back to life. Let's have a kitchen conversation, baby. Eat love, eat love and play nice.
Give is given out, sit silent on a come ringing in my ear. You can trust your life. We'll be singing in the morning, the sun in the east will bless the day. You can thank your heart for getting you this far into the gradient. There is a place, no lies, no secrets, no rush for time. Just me and mine, yours and you. Get through the gradient. When colors fade,
Kate Boyd, her most recent album, the Gradient album, was made with some of the musicians she met and worked with previously in Buenos Aires. She went back down to make that album this past spring. The rest of the songs in the session, recorded live in the library with Charles Jackson, were, as all the sessions in the library, recorded on a Wednesday afternoon in the state-of-the-art recording studio. It's on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library in downtown Chattanooga, which is still, at the moment, closed to the wider public. They're hoping that perhaps by the end of this month they'll be able to open to at least a limited number of patrons every day. The recordings of mostly Chattanooga-based musicians are produced, engineered, and mixed by Sam Mansour. The executive producers for Live in the Library are me, Richard Winham for WUTC, and Sam Mansour for the Library. We will have another session. Luckily, we are able to gain access to the studio with a limited number of people on Wednesday afternoons, and this next Wednesday we will be recording another session that we will share with you on Scenic Routes next Friday afternoon.